Blog Talk Radio.
Stop.
great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou change
Lord, we praise. I'm in era salvation. I've been purchased by God, born of His. I've been washed in His blood. Perfect submission. All is at rest. I in my Savior am happy and blessed. I'm watching and waiting.
I'm looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story. This is my song. I'm praising my Savior all the day.
Would never leave you. They deceive you. When that happens, baby, it's all grace. It's all God. And I want to tell you something. He's better than any doctor. Better than any lawyer. He's better than any friend, because friends will deceive you. He's better than any lover that I've ever known. He's awesome. He's better than any psychiatrist, because he knows me from the inside. Oh, him, he'll never leave me. And let me tell you something else. You can never shock him. Anything that you do, I'm amazed that he loves me anyway. You see, by faith, I can come to you.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am and I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless and welcome each one of you this morning in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you. We worship you. And we glorify your holy name. Lord, you are worthy of praise. You are worthy of glory and honor. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We thank you, oh God, for waking us up this morning. We thank you, oh God, for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. We thank you, Lord, for our families, our children, grandchildren, spouses, siblings, oh God, nieces, nephews, every one of us, we thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. We surrender to you completely and totally this morning. Have your way as it is in heaven in the name of Jesus. How great is our God. We bless your name. Oh, Father, we praise you. We worship you, oh God. Father, we come to thy throne of grace, O God. And Lord, we ask for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning, O God. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of the things that we've done that are not pleasing to you. O God, forgive us, O God, in the name of Jesus. We cry out for mercy in the name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon us, oh God. Rain down your mercy upon each and every one of us and our family members this morning in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon us, oh God. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us. Let the blood of Jesus redeem us. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Oh, Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for your precious blood. We thank you for your redeeming blood, O God. The blood of Jesus, O God. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. We soak our environment in the blood of Jesus. We soak our children in the blood of Jesus. We soak our grandbabies in the blood of Jesus. Our nieces, our nephews in the blood of Jesus. Father God, our household in the blood of Jesus, O God. Father, we thank you for your precious blood. We thank you for your redeeming blood, O God. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put on the full armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, O God, in the name of Jesus. We put the armor on our children, our grandchildren, our spouses, our nieces, our nephews, O God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, and shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, pray for divine angelic assistance. In the name of Jesus, that you send your holy angels to assist us, your holy angels to do your biddings in our lives, to guide and protect us, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. O Father God, we bless you and we praise you. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We exalt the name of Jesus. You are worthy to be praised, O God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for each and every one under the sound of my voice this morning, O God. Thank you for their household, O God, in the name of Jesus. We declare our homes holy unto the Lord in the name of Jesus, a no-fly zone in the name of Jesus, O God. O Father God, we ask you, O God, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Father, be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we cancel every plan of the enemy against our lives, seen and unseen, known and unknown. We cancel the plans of the enemy against our children's lives, O God, seen and unseen, known and unknown, O God. We cast every plan of the enemy, O God, against our spouses, our nieces, our nephews, our siblings' lives in the name of Jesus. No weapon fashioned against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned, O God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God. We ask you for supernatural protection, O God. We ask you, O God, to send more angels, holy angels, O God, to be with us, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. The battle, it is not ours. It is yours, O God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for a victory that is in your name, O God. Father God, we thank you for the victory in the name of Jesus, O God. Thank you for the victory in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the victory, O God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name, O God. Hallelujah, victory, victory, O God, in the name of Jesus. O God, we praise you, O God, we worship you, O God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. You are our source. You are our everything. We are totally and completely dependent on you, O God. Forgive us, oh God, for trying to do things in our own way, oh God. Forgive us. Cleanse us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, oh God. Father God, mercy, oh God. Mercy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we bless your name. Lord, we praise you, oh God. Lord, we worship you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, hover over our lives. Let your light shine. Let your light shine. Your light shine. Let there be light. Let your light shine through us and in us. Father God, be a wall of fire around us and the glory within. Oh God, be a wall of fire around each and every one of us. Glory within. Father, we decrease. Lord, and you increase. We bless your name. We say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, once again, I want to say good morning to those of you that's just joining us this morning. We greet you this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I preached a sermon maybe a couple of years ago, and it was entitled, The Glory Seed. I think it was a Mother's Day sermon, yes. It was a Mother's Day sermon that I preached, and it was called the Glory Seed. I think I still have notes for that from that sermon. Hallelujah. And I want you to turn your Bibles with me to the book of Genesis, the book of beginnings. Hallelujah. And let us look at Genesis 16. Hallelujah. Genesis 16. Hallelujah. Genesis 3, not Genesis 16, Genesis 3. I'm sorry. I must have been looking at something else. Genesis 3. We've read that over and over again, okay? Genesis 3 is something that all the time, because that's the fall of mankind in the Garden of Eden. And the reason I'm going over this, so you can see that the enemy is after our seed. Hallelujah. The seed. Why? The seed. What is your seed? The seed is your children. The seed is the generation after you that comes through your loins. If you notice in Genesis chapter 3 that the serpent never bothered Adam when he was by himself. You notice that Adam was without the woman. The serpent didn't come to tempt him or anything. He didn't come there. But the moment God placed a woman in the garden, then here comes the serpent. Why do you think? Because the woman carries the womb. The woman can be without the woman, the womb of a woman. How can a baby grow? Of course, these days they got test tube babies and all. but we're looking at the normal way for a baby to be birthed with the need a womb. Hallelujah. And a man, hallelujah, has to release that seed so that that baby can be placed in the womb of a woman and grow in the womb of a woman. Hallelujah. When God gives and says, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth, we were God created the man and the woman for multiplication, for the generation of the next generation, for the seed to be multiplied. God made us in his image and his likeness. What am I saying to you this morning? The woman is the carrier of the glory seed. Hallelujah. Glory seed, what I mean, when we look at Genesis, we know that Jesus, hallelujah, will come through the woman. Even after Eve sinned, Adam and Eve sinned, God said the seed, Genesis 3:15, the seed of the woman will crush the head of the serpent. Hallelujah. So what Satan wanted to do was to contaminate the woman so that the seed can be not pure and not holy. Amen. Unto the Lord. So we and then when you're not walking, when the seed is not pure, holy, you can, there's no way you can stay in the presence of the Lord when you're not walking in holiness and righteousness. Amen. In the name of Jesus, if you're consistently doing things that's wrong in the sight of God. But what am I saying to you this morning? The devil is after your children, my children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, the children that we will not see even in this lifetime, because we will be dead in our generational bloodline. If Jesus comes, then that's it. There's a new Jerusalem, a new earth. If Jesus does not come as much as expecting for him to come soon, then there's terror. Then we will not see those great-great-great-grandchildren on our generational line. And so that's why you when God blesses a man, he blesses his generation. When God bless you, he don't say, I bless you, it bless for your seed, the fruit of your womb, your seed. Children are blessings from God. Hallelujah. And that is God's will to populate the planet, to populate the earth. And then your children will have children, and their children will have children. And this is how it goes from one generation to the next generation. Hallelujah. What am I saying? Why I'm saying all this? Look at in the book of Genesis, again, you see Cain and Abel. And God came and told Cain, do well. Why are you frowning your face? Do well. And God told him that sin lies at his door. Because who are the enemy after the seed? And who the seed was Cain in that instance, encouraging Cain to kill his brother, the enemy. Speaking lies to do this and to do that. The enemy is after your seed. How many of you really, let's be for real. We got to be honest about this. We pray for things for ourselves, but we need to focus on prayers for the children, and it's not a one-time thing. It's a prayer that you do daily. It's something that you do all the time. You pray for them, and you pray with them. Amen. In the name of Jesus, God has called us to be parents over these children. He has given us a responsibility to be parents and grandparents over our children. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So the Bible says, train up a child in a way that he will grow and he will not depart from it. So it's our responsibility as parents and grandparents to do that for our children. Well, sometimes people will say, I did that and I did that and so still happening to my child. But that doesn't make a difference. You have already planted that seed. All you continue to do But I said one day there will be a great change. But do not pray and we don't finish. What I mean, you pray for something today, you give up on praying for it, because every day you pray for it, and you can't give up. If you pray for it, you continue to pray until you see it happen, the manifestation of your prayers. And even after the manifestation of your prayers, you tell God, thank you, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the blessings, thank you for the breakthrough. Thank you. Hallelujah. You got what did what you your grandchild should not only know you or grandma would give me this toy or that toy. Or grandpa would give me your grandchildren should know every intercessor here on the prayer line. If you're a praying person, your grandchild should know you as a woman of prayer, a woman of faith. That's why they should look at you, because this is how we remember our grandparents. Amen? So you got to do it. And I'm saying is, look at the killings that took place. Over 20 people dead. An 18-year-old child got into the school, and look what happened. There's so much killings going on. And we always blame A, B, C, the gun rule and this thing, but things, training starts from within. Hallelujah. And when we do our best and submit our children to Almighty God, I'm not saying they will not go astray, but believe me, they will come back to God once that seed is planted. Hallelujah. There are young people nowadays having babies who got no reason why they do need to have those babies. Why? Because they're not responsible enough. They have not reached that level of maturity to be able to train that child that the way that the child should go. And so society is getting filled up. The enemy is influencing the children. There's some of the kids that play, that game, they play those games on the internet. They're because the parents are so happy that the children are playing the game or watching TV because they don't want to have a conversation or interact with the children. So it's easier for them when the children can sit in front of the TV all day or play the video games. You don't even know what conversations your children or grandchildren have on that internet. You don't know. The enemy looks for a way all the time to plan stuff to destroy. He chose that game to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus came so that we may have life and have life more abundantly. I don't know, people, when things not going as it should, we give up. No. The persistent, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Yes, you are righteous in Christ Jesus. Yes, it don't have to be a child, but I say still pray. It could be your neighbor's child. Still pray and pray for the children in the neighborhood. Have them covered in the blood of Jesus. Pray for them. But take the time to pray and fast for the children. And we shouldn't wait until something happens before we pray. Everybody now, we got to pray for the children. No, we should be praying for the children way before something happens. Why should you wait for the things to happen? Before that, we should have been praying for the children. There's not a day that I come on this prayer line. Don't pray for our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. We pray for generational yet unborn. Hallelujah. We can't give up praying for the children. God will hold us accountable for these children. Whether it's their birth through you or not, God will hold you responsible, hold me responsible, because we have to teach the children and let the Holy Spirit do the rest. And don't wait for disasters to come. Take responsibility. Hallelujah. Yes, sometimes children will push their children or grandparents, but grandparents, do what you can do. At least teach the child how to pray. Teach the child manners. Teach the child different things. Do what the best that you can do. You're not doing it unto your child. You do it unto the Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Your children should know you as a woman of prayer. Hallelujah. Pray without ceasing. Don't give up. Pray for your nieces and nephews. Pray for members in your family that works in the school system. Look at the teachers. They take a risk every day going. Pray for the teachers. Cover the school with the blood of Jesus. There's not a day, not a day for the 5 days a week if my when my grandkids come every day after they eat breakfast, we pray. They never leave my home without us praying. Not only do we pray, we take the Holy Communion, pray, and I cover them, and with the blood of Jesus, I let them also. So Holy Communion, and I pray with them and read the Word of God. So I take at least a few minutes to do that. So at least I've done my part. Amen. There was an incident with my older grandson that someone went in the school with a gun, and he texted me quickly, "Grandma, someone is here with a gun, and all of us are hiding right here in Raleigh," just about a week or two ago. And I told him, okay, keep hidden, and you know what you need to do, just text him back. Pray, cover yourself with the blood of Jesus. Cover the school with the blood of Jesus. Cover your classroom with the blood of Jesus. I told you, ask God to send the holy angels to be there, not only in your classroom, but in the school. And then I told him, I text him back. I said, you know what to do. Pray, and I will pray. After about an hour, they were able to subdue that person. And these are young people that have come with guns in the school. I think this was a week or so ago. And when they see something, they will copy. These people like to copy. I don't want nothing to happen to any one of our children or grandchildren. So this morning, I say to you, let us keep the children lifted in prayers. Don't even stop after this and get relaxed. I don't get relaxed when it comes to prayer. Persistent. Be persistent. God will give you the strength. Amen. If he says to pray without ceasing, he gave you that strength to pray. So every time you pray for the children, every day, hallelujah, that's the next generation. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up the children. What about the children? What about the children? What about the innocent children? Father God, little did the mother and father knew when they sent their children to school. Oh God, little did they know that they would get a word that the child was killed. Oh God. They did not even know that. Lord, what about our children? Help us to pray more for our children. In the name of Jesus, our grandchildren. Oh, Father God, so that they can fulfill their purpose and fulfill their divine purpose and destiny in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us, give us that strength. Give us strength to pray in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we need you every second, every hour. Cover the children in the blood of Jesus. dispatch more angels from heaven, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to be with these children, guiding and protecting them at school, at home. In the name of Jesus, let these children be covered with the blood of Jesus, oh God. Father God, let their children even being abused, God, we pray for your divine intervention, oh God. We pray for our nieces, we pray for our nephews, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Keep them covered, oh God. We pray for grandchildren, we pray for great-grandchildren, in the name of Jesus. Father God, keep them under the shadow of your wings. We cover each and every child right here this morning. All the parents and grandparents that are here, we cover their children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren with the blood of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father God, protect every child from the hand of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Let these children fulfill their divine purpose, their divine destinies in the name of Jesus. Father, help us to be good grandparents, good parents to our children. Teach us what to say, what to do. Give us the strength even when we're tired. Because sometimes these kids get so much hard that we get tired. But Lord, you can give us that strength to be the best parent you have called us to be, oh God. Oh, Father God, we thank you and we bless your name, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. And Lord, I pray for the families that lost their loved ones in Texas. Lord, comfort their hearts. For Holy Spirit, wrap around them. Let them feel your presence, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for the family of the two adults, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, comfort the family's heart, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I know the kids are even afraid to go to school, oh God. But Father God, I pray that you release that peace that surpasses all understanding in the name of Jesus. Huria ma santetere, huria ma seteria ka. Huria ma seteria ka, yale ka, yale seteria koromase. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, ramase, huria ma seteria ka. Oh, Father, we pray, oh God, for your mercies on you every morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, help us to be the best parents. Call us to be the best grandparents. Strengthen us, oh God. Breathe on us, oh God. Teach us we are leaning completely and totally upon you, oh God. So, Father, we thank you and we bless you. We honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us all from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, O Father, forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name, we have prayed. Amen and amen. God bless each and every one this morning. Keep the children lifted in prayers. Don't give up. Amen. Continue praying for the children. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a wonderful and a blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.